Zimbabwe is experiencing growing civil strife. Doctors have been on strike for weeks. Teachers are boycotting classes, and now civil servants are threatening to stay away from their offices. President Robert Mugabe last week sacked his finance minister for failing to get a grip on inflation. Once a regional model, Zimbabwe's economy has been on the slide for nearly 8 years. The country was once the breadbasket of Africa, but now food shortages are now so widespread that at least 80% of the population are living below the poverty line. Archbishop Pius Nukubi of Balawayo says that the Mugabe regime is responsible for the economic collapse by taking the land of the country's most productive farmers, in a move designed to extend his grip on power.
With a very good farming system that was there in Zimbabwe, and it was well established, we were, as it were, the breadbasket. I mean, I never knew any hunger as a child. I'm 60 years old. Never knew any hunger as a child. But overnight, without neither consulting the cabinet nor consulting the electorate through a referendum, Mugabe just decided he was going to take away the farms from 4,000 farmers. And this was the backbone of the economy, because that's how we got foreign currency, by exporting these agricultural products. So just overnight, we had, for instance, 500,000 farm workers. Some of them came from Malawi or Mozambique, some from Zambia. Everything just collapsed then. So that's why we're in an awful state. But these farmers have gone over to Zambia. They've gone over to Nigeria, gone over to Mozambique, and they're doing fine work there, and those governments are extremely happy with those governments. But our man in Zimbabwe, all because he loves power so much, is ready to even starve his own people.